Stephen in the Morning, KNSS, the minimum income needed to buy a house. Let's find out what that is. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Hey, it's Friday.
Yes, sir.
So why not impart more useless but interesting information that might earn you? It might earn you a free beverage at happy hour tonight.
Yeah.
You know, if you tickle somebody's fancy with this stuff. But using research from GoBankingRate.com, highly livable American cities. They took the average home value for each city, factored in a 10% down payment and going interest rates for a 30-year fixed loan. Then they calculated the minimum salary one would need to afford those homes. First of all, Worthington, Ohio is one of the highest livability scores at 94 with an average home value of $480,000. The annual salary needed to handle that $2,800 per month mortgage payment is about $58,000 a year. These are cutting it kind of close, it sounds like. Lexington, Massachusetts has a common livability score of 92. Average home value there is about $650K. To handle the monthly $3,900 mortgage payment, it would take a minimum income of about $72,351. Rochester, Minnesota, I used to live there, home of the Mayo Clinic, has a median household income of about $90,000. The average home value is $330,000, so it would take a salary of just $46,000 a year to handle that level of a home. Cary, North Carolina, has a livability score of 90. Average home value is about $630,000. That would require a minimum salary of about $69,000 to make the $3,700 a month payments. The minimum salary needed to own one of these, the most expensive of the top 50 livable cities, is $143,000. There, the median household income is $218,000. The average home value is $1.6 million, and the average monthly mortgage payment is $9,600. And of course, that is in Hawaii. Keep in mind, these are minimum salaries needed, but not recommended that you cut it this close. This is just something that I pulled up off the interwebs. So anyway, GoBankingRates.com. They usually do pretty good research, but anyway, it does seem like it's cutting it kind of close. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. We can figure out what it would take to buy a home here in Wichita, Kansas. The number is 316-267-0600.
Where is it that the homes were $1 million?
$1.6 million. That's Hawaii.
Oh, okay. That's always been higher over there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They don't give them away.
So, again, what's the median? Did you have the median price for Wichita in there or not?
No, I didn't have it for Wichita, but I don't know. We're probably in the low 200s, I think.
That makes me feel like I'm living in a dump. Well, I don't think my house is worth that much.
Oh, I bet it is.
But a lot of people whose houses are not worth that much.
Right? Well, then I took a stab at it. That was not official because, you know, well, excuse me, the median or the average? I mean, if it were the average, it's probably in the two something because there are, well, surprisingly, when I first moved here, I don't know how many million-dollar homes there were, but now there's a boatload of them here in Wichita, so... but the median might be lower than that. I don't know.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for the information, Doc.
Worthless information.
No, it's not.
No, it's worthless. It's worthless. It's okay. It's Friday. We can get worthless information.
It's interesting. It's titillating. I just, you know, you couldn't be better.
It's motivated you to
This is a day. You know, we have the special days. This is one that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. This is Decide to be Married Day. You know, according to my... information here, getting married is similar to going out to eat with your friends. You place your order, then you wish you had ordered that when you see that the other person
has. What? Being married is like ordering a meal?
Here's what it is.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You select a bride and a male.
So that's going off the menu.
And then your friends come around, and they've got somebody who's much more attractive in some way. But you've already made the commitment. You have to decide whether
you're going to settle or not.
Yeah, when you're going to be married.
Oh, that. Where are you getting this information?
I get it off the internet, where I get all my information.
Okay. Oh, that is hilarious. Well,
how about when you ask a woman to be your bride, you know, I've only been through this once, but, you know, I was going to ask Don what the guidelines are for popping the question. Don's been.
I just did it. I just did it.
A few times.
No, I've been married, twice. And what I decided sometime in February, I just looked at my life and I said, you know what? It doesn't get any better than this. Vanessa's perfect for me.
Okay.
And so February 14th, I thought, well, February 13th, I called her daughters. And I'd like to say I sort of asked for her hand in marriage, but no, I kind of told them that I was going to propose.
You're going to marry your mom.
No matter what they said, I was going to do it anyway.
Well,
then I told my daughters as well.
Well,
and then on Valentine's Day, the only reason I did it on Valentine, I'm no romantic guy or anything. I just didn't want to forget. Well, and then we got married on Cinco de Mayo, 5/5/25 at 5:55 p.m.
Really?
And the only reason I did that was so I wouldn't screw it up and forget the anniversary.
Don't tell me what you guys did on Flag Day.
No.
That's good, Ted.
So anyway,
oh, man,
my
wife, wait for the fireworks on the 4th of July, baby.
My wife gave me a wedding ring. I don't have it on today because it didn't fit anymore. I got it off. I can't get it back over my knuckle now.
Oh, you're looking at that. You're not looking at that menu again, are you?
No. But it's kind of a
the
wide
analogy of picking a wife as to going out to dinner. I just think I will never forget that one.
You order the pizza with anchovies and you look over here and the guy's got pepperoni. You think, wow, I could have had that.
I could have had pepperoni.
Nobody's that shallow.
Is today the 7,000th show?
No.
Because there's something notable going on here. I don't know.
Nobody's that shallow.
Or the 9,000th show. Is that the one you're shooting
6,959.
So we're almost at...
Almost 6,960.
So what date is the 7,000th? Because I got to start buying balloons now.
Ted, it's mine like the third
it's
week
sometime in the last week of August.
Yeah. Last week of August. Okay.
We're heading that way. But I was going to tell you, my wife... When we got married, she gave me a wedding band, and it's white gold, and it's kind of wide, but I looked on the inside, and it said, "All my love," and it had the date of our wedding on there.
Oh.
So I would never be able to forget. Okay,
That was smart. That was smart, but you got to take the ring off, and you don't want her. She didn't want you doing that. She should have written it on the outside.
You could get it tattooed on some part of your body that you look at every day.
You could. I thought you were going to say it was to my wonderful husband Fred or something like that.
No.
That she had gotten it off of some
one of the things we
she
try
bought
to do
it with, at some used ring place or
one
something.
One of the things we try to do with this segment right after the Don Grant money tracker, we try to go as shallow as we can.
Well, yeah, we're scraping. We're barely scraping.